His suit is tailored to his body like a second skin, the fabric hugging the broad expanse of his shoulders before tapering down to his waist, where his belt sits just a little too snug, like he's been skipping the gym for something far more interesting. His dark hair is slightly tousled, like he's been running his fingers through it all day, and his jaw is shadowed with the kind of stubble that makes my thighs press together when I imagine how it would feel dragging between them. Oh my God, I should not be thinking about that. Rachel. His voice is low, rough, the kind of sound that vibrates right through me. He turns, and his gaze locks onto me with an intensity that makes my breath hitch. Oh, those fucking eyes. Dark, almost black. Like the first sip of espresso. Bitter and intoxicating.
You made it.
I'm staying here, I say, nodding toward the ceiling where the hotel rooms lurk above us. No snowstorm's keeping me from a free meal. He smirks, and something hot and dangerous curls in my stomach.
Free meal? That's all this is to you?
I laugh, but it comes out breathier than I intend. What else would it be? His eyes flick down, just for a second, to my lips, then lower. Fuck. I shift on the stool, the heat between my legs suddenly impossible to ignore.